Degrees, AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 7:51, and third week of the month, we get to speak with the state senator from Greenwich, Ryan Fazio. He joins us right now. Thanks for calling in, Ryan.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
First off, I guess we got February 9th is the start of the legislative session this year, and what's on your top agenda? What do you see the legislative body focusing on?
Well, those are two different things. So I'll talk a little bit first about what I think the priorities of voters are in Connecticut and what the big issues I think are facing our state, and then also what I expect to be addressed by the state legislature. First, I think rising cost of living and inflation are top of people's minds, and reducing the tax burden and reducing the inflation that middle-class families are facing has to be at the top of the agenda. Rising crime, especially shootings and homicides and car thefts, needs to be addressed, and I think can actually be solved with a few policy changes. Finally, I think that protecting local control of zoning and planning in town also needs to be a top priority. So I'll be submitting some bills to adjust or change or roll back a lot of the 830G regulations that reduce local prerogatives over planning and zoning. As to what the state legislature will address, first and foremost, they're going to have to figure out what to do with the governor's emergency executive powers that he's now had for 2 years. I think after 2 years, returning the normal legislative prerogatives and rights to the state legislature to make the laws as our Constitution outlines is the right way to go. But I'm not sure exactly what the governor and the state legislative leaders are going to ask for. So that's a bit of a mystery. We also have to figure out what to do with some of the cash windfall that the state government is experiencing in the short run due to inflation and a lot of the fiscal transfers that the federal government has spent. My caucus and I in the state Senate released a plan to cut sales tax rates immediately starting in February across the board for 2 years. That way we can reduce the burden on the budgets of regular families. There's health issues that will be addressed. Hopefully some of the criminal justice issues will be addressed. But I think to most people who have been around for a while in Hartford, they're a little bit in the dark about what exactly will be done in this session, and they also don't expect that much will be done in this session, which I think is unfortunate because we have a lot of big challenges facing our state, and I think we need positive change in order to make things better.
Is that lack of productivity related to this being an election year, particularly the gubernatorial level?
I think that's a good observation. That's probably part of it. It is an election year. It might be a competitive election year across the board. So I think politicians get a little bit more shy in those situations.
Let me ask you one more question. We had the CBIA, Connecticut Business and Industry Association, earlier this morning, and they say that they're going to be pushing for to make sure that regulations for the infrastructure bill that was just passed on a bipartisan basis, that things move more smoothly. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's very smart. And the CBIA, is normally looking out pretty effectively for small businesses and industry and enterprise generally. So I appreciate that. I mean, the infrastructure bill, is big and it's complex, and it's obviously a federal issue, so not one I voted on or read thoroughly. But there's a lot of red tape put on top of and conditions put on top of all the money that's sent to the state government. So generally speaking, I think the state government reducing a lot of the onerous regulations and conditions on infrastructure and on local governments building infrastructure would be smart. It would reduce the cost burden on middle-class families in the form of property taxes, and it would also improve the quality of our infrastructure, so it's important.
All right, we've been talking with State Senator, Greenwich resident, Ryan Fazio. Ryan, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Have a good day.
WGCH News Center time, 7:55. National news, top of the